Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast, the number one podcast to learn about the hottest men's fashion and grooming brands. We interview the brand owners so you get the inside story. We'll also discuss fashion, business, and entrepreneurship, and all things gentlemen. Whether you're looking to advance your career, increase your style, or just discover the best new products, you're in the right place. And now, here's your host, award-winning author, entrepreneur, and business owner, Richard Taylor. Hey, Rich, let's start the show.
Thank you for that introduction, and welcome back to the show. Today, guys, we have an amazing show. So many good things I want to tell you about. And the first one I want to tease is, what if I could tell you that you could get 30 drinks a month? I'm talking about premium top shelf drinks at select bars in the hottest cities. These 30 drinks are only going to cost you under $10. That's right, under $10 for all of them. If you want to know how, stay tuned. I'm talking to the CEO of Hooch, Mr. Lin Dai. He will tell us exactly how that can be done. And also, Dennis joins us once again. We will be talking about Xyloware and our experience doing a presentation for them and how you can really level up your game being an influencer and some of the doors it can open. I think it really will inspire a lot of you listeners because we know a lot of you are influencers or aspiring influencers, and this definitely will help. Last but not least, certainly not least, we want to welcome back to the show Stacy Tenenbaum, who is the director, the brains, the thought, everything you could throw in there behind the amazing, amazing documentary called Shiners, Art of the Shine. And this documentary is great for those of us that love fashion because our shoes are such an important part of our style. Stacy dives in, tackles this head on with a documentary that is breathtaking and also beautiful on the eyes. So if you want to learn more about Shiners, the documentary, definitely stay tuned for that. And here's another great part of it. You can actually watch the documentary on PBS tonight, and that will be featured again on PBS tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. Tune in for the debut of Shiners, Art of the Shine. Glad to welcome Stacy back to the show. Guys, this show is jam-packed. Buckle up, get ready, here we go. Hello, gentlemen. Richard here from Harrison Blake Apparel, and I would like to give you a special offer. What we would like to present to you is a coupon code SEASON, S-E-A-S-O-N. That will give you $15 off your first monthly box from Harrison Blake Apparel. If you don't know what Harrison Blake Apparel offers in their monthly package, listen up. It's one necktie plus four additional matching accessories for the low price of $25 per month, which includes shipping. That's right, shipping is absolutely free. So get one necktie plus four matching accessories for only $25 a month. But use the code SEASON, S-E-A-S-O-N, and get your first month with $15 off. Thanks for listening to The Life of a Gentleman. Welcome to another edition of The Life of a Gentleman podcast. And today we are joined on the line by a special guest. Really excited to have this gentleman come on because he's done something really extraordinary. If you're like us, you like to go out with your friends, you like to be social, have a few drinks, and this gentleman has done something to make that so much easier and, in fact, a whole lot better. I'd like to welcome to the show the CEO of Hooch, Mr. Lin Dai. Lin, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How you doing, Lin? My name's Dennis. It's good to meet you, my friend.
Now, Lin, before we get started and ask you a bunch of questions, just want to set the stage here. Exactly what is Hooch and what does it do?
Hooch is the first ever subscription drink app. It's been called the Class Pass for Drinks. So our members receive one free drink every day, one free premium cocktail every day at 500 plus top bars and restaurants around the world. You know, from the Dream Hotel to STK, you go in with our app, our members receive one free premium cocktail every day, and it costs our member $10 a month for 30 premium cocktails in 10 cities, such as New York, LA, San Francisco, Miami, Hong Kong, and many more.
Yeah, I see that you have a location also in New Jersey. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have a number of venues in Jersey City and Hoboken.
I'm actually from New Jersey, so I understand how the nightlife could be out there, so that's awesome.
Now, Len, let me ask you, how long have you guys been in business, and how in the world did you come up with this idea? Because offering 30 drinks for only $10, I'm trying to figure out how this works.
Yeah, so my co-founder, Alexi, actually came up with the idea. He was working at a really famous, you know, Lower East Side New York club at the time, and he, you know, he kind of was thinking about creating something that mimics the traditional drink ticket with the universal drink ticket app idea. So, you know, if you're in New York and you go out to a nice club or a nice bar, and if you know the owner, or sometimes even if you just know the doorman, they will sometimes give you a drink ticket, and sometimes it's just a Chuck E. Cheese raffle ticket looking thing, and then you exchange that with the bartender and they'll pour you a drink. So told me about this, and I observed two things really interesting. One is everybody loves to get a free drink. Doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. I saw some of my wealthiest hedge fund friends waiting at the bar, really excited, trading that drink ticket for a free drink. So getting a free drink is really an aspirational experience. And then the second aspect of this is, you know, the economics of the bar is really great. Alcohol for sale at a bar setting, especially at a premium bar setting, it's the highest markup of any legal product that's from wholesale to retail. It costs the bar about, you know, $26 to $30 for a wholesale bottle of premium vodka, such as Grey Goose, and they can make 26 1.5 ounces pour out of that. So it technically costs the bar about $1 to make a premium cocktail. They can charge in a big city like New York at a nice place, they can charge anywhere between $15 to even $20 per drink. So it's really great markup. So we work with partner bars to basically offer our members a free drink. In exchange, our members are now in their bar stool at the venue, enjoy the first drink. And who usually, you know, when was the last time you went to a bar and only had one drink? And when was the last time you went there alone? So you're always bringing additional people. You're always purchasing additional drinks and food items to a bar. If they take on that $1 of product marketing cost, and in exchange, they get a great customer. And Hooch get to charge a very low monthly membership fee because we can offer these great services because our partner bars are taking on the cost of giving away the free drink.
Okay, great.
Sounds great. Now let's talk a little bit about the membership plans. It starts at $9.99, am I correct?
That's correct. So $9.99. Inside the app, every day you can see the 500 plus top menus that's drink is available at. You can select your venue that you would like to go to, and in the venue page for each of the venue, there is a pre-selected cocktail menu for you. It's the Hooch cocktail menu. It's anywhere between 3 to usually 6 items from the cocktail list, so you can usually find something that's, you know, to your taste. Whether you're a vodka person or you're a bourbon person, you can select from anything that's available and featured in the Hooch cocktail menu. You can select and order that for free, but you can't bar hop. Once you select and redeem one specific drink, the app will prevent you from getting another free drink until 5 a.m. the next day, local time. So you can use the app for brunch tomorrow if you like. You just can't have two free drinks in a row or multiple free drinks at different bars on the same night.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Now I'm curious, can you roll over to the next month? Let's say you don't go out every day.
There's no rollover, but if you just use the app once per month, it pays for itself.
Yeah.
In a city like New York or LA or San Francisco,
sure.
You know, the caliber of venues that we have curated in Hooch job, the average drink is $14. So if you pay $9.99 a month, it pays for itself. And then if you want to upgrade to the annual plan, it's $99 a month for 365 drinks. That's about $5,000 plus worth of drinks.
Wow.
That's a lot of savings.
Under $100.
No, that's a value. I think a lot of people can see why they would sign up for this. I mean, we just had a drink
earlier today, $15 for a bourbon drink, something like that would have been perfect to use it for. I can see the value. Now, your company's got a lot of media exposure. We want to really highlight that because, I mean, you guys are growing exponentially. So how has that media exposure come? Have you reached out or people heard about this and reached out to you to give you press?
It's interesting. So how the Hooch app went live was actually because at the end of 2015, we were beta testing the app with a group of friends in New York City. We had about, you know, maybe a dozen venues live on the app, and a writer at Time Out magazine got a copy of the beta app and they used it, and they wrote an article declaring Hooch as the best drinking app in New York. We saw the article, we got forced out of beta. So, you know, at that time, we just made a decision to put the app live in the App Store and allow everybody to use it. So the origin of the company really came from kind of organic press placement. And then after that, we really saw the power of that. So we actively work with our agencies and with different press to kind of share our story. You know, the biggest kind of challenge we face is people think the deal is too good to be true, so which is really funny. So every opportunity we have, we love to kind of tell our story, right? And, you know, our members are sophisticated young professionals that works in advertising and entertainment. They're really looking for that, like, recommendation of the best menu and the recommendation of the best drink to have when they go out. So most people actually use our app for discovery purposes, right? So if you think about it, you know, if I'm traveling to LA or San Francisco, I probably don't know what are the great bars in the city.
That's true.
So opening up the Hooch app, there's, you know, anywhere between 30 to 50 top bars that we have selected, and also, you know, we have arranged partnerships to offer you a free drink. So it's always guaranteed a top-notch experience.
That sounds good. I mean, you can't go wrong with this app. You have great locations, premium locations around the world, and you have a bundle of selection of drinks that you could have, and the price is just outstanding. So this is a win situation for everybody.
With that being said, I'm curious, do you have plans to expand? I'm sure there's other cities that might want to get in on this, maybe Miami, Chicago, Houston, other cities around the country that have a large metropolitan area. Are there plans to expand?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's two ways we're expand. Number one is definitely what you said, geographically. So Miami is already live in the shop, but we're definitely looking at Vegas and Chicago definitely this year, as well as potentially one or more additional international destinations. So we're already live in Hong Kong, and the feedback there is just tremendous. So we're really encouraged about the with the kind of the consumer feedback there, and looking into other cities. And the second way we're expanding is we're offering a new tier of membership. So we're offering what we call the Hooch Black membership, and it's kind of taking a page out of the Black Card idea. So the Hooch Black membership is $295 a year, and we are actually only taking 295 founding members of the Hooch Black membership. And what it is, it's an elevated membership and concierge service. So when you go to one of our venues, not only are you going to have great premium drinks, but now you're going to get a next level cocktail selection, perhaps a glass of champagne or a VSOP level product, right? So up to this point, you haven't been able to walk into the bar and get an 18-year-old scotch. You will be able to with a Hooch Black membership. So that's one. And the second is, what do young professionals and millennials want? You know, experiences. So we are hyper-focused on providing great experiences. We have a range of non-published hotel rates for up to 60% off what you can get on the Expedia of the world for our members at top luxury hotels. Total, you can access 100,000 plus hotels through the app, and about 10,000 of them are kind of hand-picked luxury hotels that you can get. I just looked the other day because I'm traveling to LA, and it's 41% off, you know, published rate at the W Hotel in LA. So it feels like that. And then the third layer is there is a in-app concierge capability. So that would literally cater to your needs, whether you want, you know, a table at town at the busiest time, you know, on a weekend, or you want to arrange for a birthday party at one of our club or bars. So it's a little bit white glove service. So all that for $295 a year. So you can really live the black car life for a lot less.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Really love what you're doing. You've really covered all the bases. And before we let you go, let's just do one more thing. Remind everybody where they can go to get the app, your website, and also if you have any social media, let us know what that is as well so we can go on there and connect with you.
Sure. You can check us out on the web at hooch.co, hooch.co. Our social media handles is just hooch app, hooch app, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. To get a sneak peek of the Hooch Black program, you can check it out now at hoochblack.com.
Lynn, we want to say thank you to you for coming on, and really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Lynn. You're doing amazing things, sir, and the Life of a Gentleman team is definitely going to promote every bit of your brand.
Thank you, guys, and thank you for having me on your podcast.
Really appreciate your time, Lynn. We know you're a busy man as a CEO of a company, but thank you for joining us on the podcast.
Hey, guys, let's dive into a brief style discussion, tips, suggestions, and fashion ideas from a guy who knows style. He inspires us on social media, personal stylist, and retail expert, Dennis Styles. It's the style tip of the week. Hey, Dennis, bring the heat.
How you doing, guys? Welcome to another episode of Life of a Gentleman, the style tip of the week. Now, today, for this episode, we're going to do a little different. We're going to talk about our last meet and greet with the whole team of the Life of a Gentleman, and also Siloware and Vision Expo, which we attended this week, past weekend. It was an amazing experience, and all that happened, so let's jump right to it.
All right, sounds good, Dennis. Yeah, it was great to be at that Vision Expo and to meet the wonderful people from Siloware. I'll let you go ahead and explain to the audience who Siloware is and how this meet and greet came to be.
Well, Siloware is actually a company, an eyewear company, that's been around, believe it or not, for 95 years. Today's age, you know, stores, you know, companies come and go. And they've been able to transform maybe a small-time company in the beginning to now so huge and working with so many celebrities and having different brands within the company of eyewear. So the most impressive thing for me was when I walked in there, the people were so amazing. You know, they didn't think they were too much for us. You know, they treated us like we're part of the family. Their line of eyewear is just amazing. I mean, from the price to the quality and the presentation, it's top notch.
Couldn't agree with you more. It was amazing to see that they work with people like Shaquille O'Neal, Daisy Fuentes, and Randy Jackson. I know that's definitely one of your favorites. And the eyewear is amazing. I mean, they've got you covered. There's something for everybody. And like you said, being in business 95 years, family owned, now in their third generation, I believe, that was amazing to see. Something that I would love to aspire to be like one day. And really, like you said, a great opportunity. So go ahead and let us know why we were there and what your role was with this, because you really spearheaded this event.
Yeah, I actually been working with them for, I would say, about a year now. They sent me a few Randy Jackson eyewear glasses, and I loved them. So we just kept in touch. You know, I posted, gave them some pictures to post. You know, in return, they'll give me glasses, which it worked out well for a while. And then I received a call recently for me to be part of their ambassador team and show up at the Vision Expo and represent their brand. I had a chance to, you know, bring our team, which is the Life of a Gentleman team. Yourself, Rich, thank you for showing up. I mean, you killed it. We also had a presentation we had to do about, you know, social media and benefits from starting your own business on social media as both an influencer or a brand.
Yeah, that was an amazing opportunity to get to present and share some tips and kind of work with some local optometrist offices that wanted to step up their social media. We had a chance to connect with them Also, like you said, meeting the Xyloware staff, they were very warm and inviting. Just a great experience. And the Vision Expo in itself, I mean, what were your thoughts on that? I mean, there was eyewear brands, you know, from small to large. I mean, almost any name in eyewear you could think of was there.
Didn't get a chance to walk around a lot because I was busy working, you know, branding with Xyloware. I know you did, Rich, and it was really, it was busy. It just had a lot of positive energy, music playing, everybody's having a good time. So that's something that I'm definitely going to go. I might go back next year, Rich. What do you think?
I would love the opportunity to go back and, you know, connect with Xyloware again. Like I said, I really can't say enough about them. Great people, really something you can model yourself after. You know, if you're in business, you want to always have somebody you can look up to and say, you know what, this is the kind of company we want to have. This is what we want to look like in the future. Having the opportunity to see them in action and just meet the team that they had, how long everybody had been with the company really was amazing. And that speaks volumes. And the way they work with you, you always have high praise for them. So it's great to know that as an influencer, you can make some real connections, right?
Yeah, see, a lot of the times as an influencer or as somebody that's shopping in regular mode, you don't get a chance to see the creative minds behind the brand. Pretty much all you see is just people that work in the actual stores. You don't get to see the people behind it, you know. All of them have a specific role. And you know what's one thing that stood out for me, Rich? I spoke to a lot of the guys from the sales department to, you know, the assistants, employees, CEOs. They all said the same thing. The best company they've ever worked for. I've never heard that ever in my life, walking into a shop and having everybody agree on that.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's definitely something, like I said, to shoot for. It's definitely was a great opportunity to rub shoulders and elbows with people like that. Let's transition just a little bit, Dennis. Give us some style tips because Xyloware has a lot of amazing styles. Like we mentioned, they work with celebrities. I'm curious to know how you would style some of their products and what's the best way to really make ourselves stand out with eyewear, you know, using Xyloware products.
That's a good question because backstage checking out all the new stuff that's coming out. They had a bunch of styles for me. One thing I noticed is bold. They take chances. If you're in the business for 95 years, that means you have to catch up with the times, you know. Time changes, you know, every 10 years, styles change, it'll come back around. But they have a lot of bold pieces and subtle pieces. So one thing I love about them is 15, 16, 18 year old wear all the way to 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. There's glasses for everybody, and I can't say that for every eyewear shop that I shop in.
You know what, that's a great point, being versatile like that, having that versatility. You know, my father would wear something I would wear, and then they have things that even my, you know, preteen daughter would love. So, I mean, all over the map, just a great company, great experience. The products were amazing. Really can't say enough about them. I know you were singing their praises, and I had the opportunity to meet them. So thank you also for inviting me to the event. I was happy to fly out, and we got to see a little bit of New York City while we were there.
Exactly. So hopefully, they'll contact me again next year and we can do this all over again.
That'd be an amazing opportunity. Before we wrap up, go ahead, Dennis, and let people know your social media so people are hearing this and they're curious about the styles and they can see them on your page, but also Xyloware. So let us know.
Yeah, you can find me at Instagram at Dennis_Styles. So shout out to Xyloware family for a great event. It treated us so well.
Yeah, certainly appreciate it. So until next time, Dennis, we'll talk to you soon.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Hey guys, welcome back. And I want to give a big warm welcome to somebody who's been on the show before. You know, I told her before she came on, this is probably one of my favorite guests ever on The Life of a Gentleman. And we're welcoming back Stacey Tenenbaum, who is releasing her documentary. It's actually out now. I don't know if you remember this, but hopefully if you're a new listener, you go back and check out the first interview. We'll recap it just a little bit. This documentary is called The Art of the Shine, Shiners, and it's all about shoe shining. And I know you guys are going to love that. Stacey, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me back. It's really awesome what you guys are doing, and I'm glad you're sharing it with your audience too.
Yeah, we are so glad you're back. And you know, for those that don't know what Shiners is, let us know what it is about, and also some exciting news about it that we can now check out the documentary, because when we talked before, I think you had just finished filming it. So let's get an update.
Wow, well, that's a long time ago. Okay, so the film is about shoe shiners around the world. Really what I did was a day in the life of these shoe shiners, and I chose really amazing characters. So each one is extremely different. I filmed in different countries as well. So I filmed in Japan, in New York, in La Paz, in Toronto, and in Sarajevo. So it's kind of like a little journey that I take people on, like around the world, basically, to meet these shoe shiners who are amazing people, to find out why they're shoe shining, because a lot of them got into the craft for different reasons, and sort of also how they feel about the job. I think that when I started the film, I was kind of wondering why, you know, there's this discrimination against shoe shiners. People are uncomfortable about getting their shoe shined, and they don't like the height difference. And so I wanted to hear from the shoe shiners how they feel about it. So it's just basically them through their day with real clients doing their jobs, and it's really cool. So yeah, the film's done. That's the big news. And it aired in Canada on the Documentary Channel, which was really great. It's been in a lot of festivals. It's been winning awards. People love it. People really love the film. I think it's really surprising to them. Like, people go into a film about shoe shiners expecting something, and they're not. They're all surprised. I think that it blows away all of those prejudices and preconceived notions that people might have, and it's got a lot of humor and heart. People love it, and now the biggest news is that it's going to be airing on PBS. So the Independent Lens series on PBS, it's airing this Monday, April 9th. But in different cities, check your listings for The Art of the Shine, because different cities are sort of airing it on different days. But really look for Independent Lens and The Art of the Shine, and hopefully you'll find it and love it. And I'm going to be live tweeting during the broadcast, so you can find out some little behind-the-scenes tidbits from me if you're on Twitter. So I don't know, is that a good enough update?
Oh, that was an awesome update. You know, and I'm glad you mentioned everything too, because just about a month ago, I believe, I was in New York, and I just missed the film festival there and the chance to see you guys and to see the film by a day. So I was pretty devastated, because I've been wanting to see the documentary finished. And so when you said it was going to be on Independent Lens, I was so excited, because I watch that series all the time. I'm a big documentary fan. Congrats to you for being featured on there. That's a great accomplishment.
It's really huge. I still pinch myself every day. I can't believe it's on that. I mean, it's really an amazing series. Like, if people don't watch Independent Lens, they should start, because they really do play like some of the best films in America. So yeah, it's great. It's an honor to be on that. So, and I'm really excited for you to see it, because you've been supporting the film since the beginning. So I really appreciate that. I think the men's fashion community is really being behind this film. A lot of shoemakers, a lot of cobblers are sort of have been following this film, and shoe shiners, obviously. So I'm kind of most excited for people in sort of men's fashion that are interested in it to watch the film. I did film at some pretty amazing places. Like, I filmed at Lefaux in New York. I filmed at Corte in Hong Kong. I actually met Pierre Corte, the shoemaker, in Paris, which was fantastic. It's really great for fashion, and lots of lovely, lovely, lovely shoes. So for people interested in that kind of stuff, I think you'll like the film.
Yeah, definitely. It's funny. Now when I'm out and about and I see a shoe shiner somewhere, I think about you and I think about that documentary. You know, there really is an art to it. You know, people don't realize if you've tried to shine your shoes at home like I do, sometimes you get a decent shine, sometimes you don't, but you cannot compare it to the professionals. I cannot figure out how they get it done so well and make your shoes look like new. But I'm sure after filming, you can do it.
No, I'm actually terrible. I'm still really bad. I'm telling you, these guys, it's really a skill and an art. And I love that the film's called The Art of the Shine, because it's true. You know, everybody's got their own techniques. And a shoe shiner, it's like doing cutting your hair at home. Like, you're just never going to do as good a job as a barber, right? So these people are professionals. They have tricks. They know the leather. Like, it's really a good idea to leave your nice shoes in the hands of people who actually know how to shine.
Yeah, especially if you're making that investment into a great pair of shoes. Man, you want to keep them nice, and these guys kind of have your back on that. Let me ask this about some of the festivals and things you've been at and where the film has shown. What's the response been like from, you know, the critics and people who really are in this space of, you know, documentaries and film? I know the fashion people are enthusiastic about it, but what are the, you know, the film snobs? What do they have to say?
Well, you know, it's been tough a little bit because I think that, you know, documentary films, they're used to these big issue films and politics and sort of, you know, heavy character films. So this film has a lot of humor in it, and it's sort of a whole bunch of different people, so it's not focusing just on one character. So it has been tough to kind of, I mean, either people get it or they don't get it. So I've had lots of great reviews. I had a 4-star review in the Globe and Mail, which is like the big Canadian newspaper, like the New York Times. So there are some awesome people who love it, but audiences love it, and that's really what I care about, you know. I mean, it's so when I'm going to festivals, you know, people who do go see the film, they're so surprised, and they do look at Shoeshiners differently after they've seen the film, which is kind of what I wanted to happen, so I'm happy about that. But it's been a tough sell. I think even at festivals, getting people to go and see the film has been difficult, just because people are like, why would I want to see a film about Shoeshiners? They like just can't even imagine what a feature documentary about Shoeshiners would be like. And so I think they think it's going to be repetitive or boring or depressing. And it's actually extremely uplifting. When I can get them into the seats, they're really happy that they've come.
And you know what? That's really the biggest compliment. And, you know, you're right about documentaries. I watch a lot of them. Sometimes I kind of watch them at night to unwind. And, man, sometimes I end up depressed because, you know, they are such serious topics sometimes. And so I thought it'd be refreshing to have one that's a little more lighthearted and to actually see some comedy in it. That's a change that I think is welcomed. And so hats off to you for being able to figure that out, how to convey that, because it really is, you know, great storytelling when it comes down to making a documentary.
Yeah, well, there's some sad bits too. But I think people will leave. It's kind of a mixture of everything. So you'll laugh, you'll cry, and you'll leave feeling good. Hopefully, leave with a changed mind as well about sort of this profession and about sort of all people who serve us. I think that's, you know, it's not only Shoeshiners. It's everybody in service professions can relate to this film.
Yeah, you know what's funny? On this show a lot, we talk about getting a good relationship with your tailor. And, you know, that's a service industry. But for some reason, the tailor is kind of regarded as somebody that we pay a lot of respect to. And, you know, they're altering our clothing and making sure it fits and conforms to us in a complimentary way. But, you know, why do you think that the Shoeshiners or even cobblers aren't regarded in that same manner? Because actually, you know, shoes are just as important, if not more, a lot of times, to really making our outfits stand out.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, I mean, the Shoeshiner, you're spending a lot of money on your shoes too. I think that a lot of men are really wanting to buy quality shoes, you know, and you know, you can't trust just anyone with, you know, $1,000 pair of shoes or, you know, whatever it's gonna be. So I think that, and also if you have a good Shoeshiner, it'll extend the life of your shoes. One of the clients that came in when we were filming had a 16-year-old pair of shoes, and they look like new because he gets them shined, right? And he has a regular shoe shiner. And so I think it is something that, you know, maybe shoe shiners haven't been given that respect because, you know, there's sort of something to do with your feet. I don't know. Or the sort of, no, seriously, touching people's feet. I mean, a lot of cultures, it's not, you know, the thing. But also, I think it's just also having that, you know, you're above and someone's below. And there was a lot of sort of stuff wrapped into, like, race in the U.S. and class. And so there's a lot of issues that I think still make people feel uncomfortable about shoe shining. But when you break it down, yeah, I mean, these people are there to provide a service. They have a skill, and they're going to help you keep your shoes looking great and you feeling great, right? So, and also, it's really interesting, and I didn't explore it enough in the film, but a lot of the shoe shiners do have very kind of close relationships with their clients. So it is like a barber or a bartender or a tailor that you end up, you know, you see this person every week or every couple of weeks and you talk, and so they do end up started developing a lot of friendships. And I actually just came across a story in Calgary up here in Canada that a client, a regular client of the shoe shiner, donated his kidney to the shoe shiner.
Whoa.
he was having kidney failure, and this guy had been going to him for 15 years, and the shiner was no longer kind of able to shine because he had this terrible kidney disease. And he did this, you know. So, I mean, it can get to that point where, you know, if you really care, if you're willing to talk to your shoe shiner and connect with them, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised at the people that are shining shoes and what their stories are. So that was something I wanted to show.
Man, that's an amazing story right there. And I don't want my tailor listening to this episode of the podcast now.
Hey. You don't want your kidney.
You don't want that kidney. Yeah, no. We haven't worked up to that close of a relationship yet. So, Stacey, what's next? Because we're not trying to throw more work on you, but you know what? I did see the trailer for the movie. It looked awesome. I cannot wait to watch it on Monday night. And I'd love to know what's next for you. What do you have lined up?
Oh my God, I'm so busy. I am editing right now. I filmed over this past year a organ player competition. So pipe organs, you know, the ones you see in churches.
Yep.
There are a lot of young people that are really serious and amazing musicians that are playing the organ. It's one of the hardest instruments to play. It's just a beast. And so I filmed, there's a competition that happens every 3 years in Montreal. There's an international organ competition for people under 35. I followed six of the contestants that were competing in this competition. So it's kind of like Spellbound for organs. And the music's just amazing. It's going to totally blow people away. It's really, really cool. So I'm editing that, and I've just started filming another project called Scrap that's about kind of where things go when they're no longer useful. So, like, the big things, like planes and trains and metro cars. And
wow.
Where does this stuff go? So it's kind of these big metal graveyards that are in different countries around the world. And it's a big problem. I mean, you think about recycling on a small scale.
But yeah.
You know, when your city has to take, you know, 500 metro cars off the rails, like, what do they do with them, you know? And it's just kind of about this really cool urban explorer sort of vibe, because there are, like, places that people never get to go, and they're really, really kind of these interesting places all around the world. So that's my next project after the organ film is done.
Man, you really are so creative, and this is why I love documentaries. I'm fascinated by people who are able to actually, you know, craft a story. Because here's something funny too. I was in Philly, went to hear a band. I love jazz, and it was an organ player. I mean, this guy was jamming. So I definitely believe that organ is a little underestimated. It actually sounds great, especially when you jazz it up. So I'm looking forward to that, and then the curiosity about where they put these airplanes. Those things are huge. So just to see behind the scenes there is going to be awesome too. So definitely wishing you the best with these. And I think you're going to have a lot of fun with both of these projects.
Yeah, they're great. So yeah, you'll have to. I know it's not really fashion related, but the organs are pretty cool, man. I'll let you know when that one's done.
Yeah, that sounds good. I will be definitely interested in checking that out. And everybody, please support Stacey on Monday night, or check your local listings for Independent Lens on PBS. Everybody has that channel. If you don't watch Independent Lens, you need to watch it. And if not for any other reason, to watch The Art of the Shine, Shiner's documentary. Thank you, Stacey, so much for coming back on. We wish you the best.
Thanks.
And we appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Richard. Take care.
All right. Take care, Stacey. That's going to do it for this edition of The Life of a Gentleman, guys. And so glad you could join us and come along with us on this journey. I want to send a special thank you to our guest today, Mr. Lin Dai from Hooch. Great hearing about his company and how he is really changing the game, especially how you can save some money when you're going out for a night on the town or just doing something after work. Definitely check them out. Download that app. Also, a big shout out to Dennis for coming on. Always appreciate his input and the opportunity to connect with a great company like Xyloware. They've been in the game for just about 100 years, and it would be awesome to have my company do that. Or if you're an aspiring entrepreneur, it would be awesome to have your company do the same thing. And so you can learn a lot by connecting with great brands like that. So hats off to them. Hats off to Dennis for coming on and talking about it. Also, last but not least, thank you to Stacey Tenenbaum. And everybody go out and support her documentary, Shiners, Art of the Shine. Please tune in tonight. It's on PBS American Lens. You do not want to miss it. If you are somebody who loves shoes, if you're somebody who loves fashion, you want to see some of the behind the scenes, what goes into creating a beautiful shoe or just maintaining one, you definitely don't want to miss this documentary. Guys, I welcome you back next week because we will have another amazing show ready to go for you. Please, if you could you rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast? It really would help us and reach a lot of different people who may be interested in this information. Don't be shy. Share it with a friend. And we thank you for it. Guys, as always, until next time, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club where you will receive one necktie and four accessories for $25. To learn more, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com.